Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. A lot to discuss, as always, when it comes to the IPL. Lots going on, lots of big totals. Teams stinking up the joint, teams really doing very well. So we'll talk about that. And a congratulations goes to one of the IPL's finest ever bowlers, in Yuzi Chahar. But before we do, I'll introduce my co-host, Nash, who bravely is wearing his Mumbai Indians jersey here tonight.
Always.
Nash,
always.
How's things?
Yeah, good on the personal front, not so good on the cricket front. As you mentioned, Mumbai Indians again lost to Rajasthan last night, and I don't know what's happening. It is one of our talking points today. I don't know what's happening. Where did it all go wrong? How did it all go wrong this much? I have no clue. Well, I have some clue. Everyone has some clue. But
yep.
It shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been this way. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting to get your thoughts on that. So that's one of our key talking points today. Mumbai Indians, what's going on with them at the moment? What the likes of Punjab Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru can do differently next season. It looks like another
It's funny, we have already started talking about the next season when this season is only halfway done.
I know, it's sad, isn't it, for those two? But if they get to this playoff from here, it'd be nothing short of a miracle. Because you look at Rajasthan and Sunrisers Hyderabad, they're other two teams we talk about in focus as well. And you look at LSG and CSK and these sides, they're doing well as well. But first of all, before we go into a bit more on Mumbai Indians, a big congratulations to Yuzvendra Chahal, a bowler that RCB released quite remarkably. 200 IPL wickets, the first bowler to do that. And for me, it's quite remarkable how he's done it. So much bowling at the Chinnaswamy, his record at that ground.
Yep.
Second to none. You as an India fan, Nash, you got some words on him?
Yeah, I mean, he has been really instrumental for India as well in the last few years, especially when he was playing under Dhoni and along with Kuldeep Yadav. They used to bowl in tandem and, you know, get their 10 overs, 20 overs in from one end. And it was absolutely lovely to see. But obviously, at the end of, you know, a few years ago, it went down another path. But positively, I've loved Chahal as a leg spinner myself. I've loved watching him. You know, the loop, the variations, especially bowling at Chinnaswamy, like you said, it is not easy. Like we have seen this season.
Graveyard.
Sorry. And you can get tonked all over the venue at any stage of the game. And to have that record at Chinnaswamy for a team like RCB, it's incredible. And he has now reached 200 wickets for playing for Rajasthan Royals. So it's been absolutely brilliant watching him, and I hope he goes on.
Absolutely, yeah. Economy rate of under 8 at the Chinnaswamy, and he's been brilliant. So long may it continue for him. He took his 200th wicket in a game against the Mumbai Indians, and that'll be the segue into what's going on with the Mumbai Indians. Nash, your team, one of the things I had before the tournament, I did have Mumbai in my top four. But one of the concerns I had, I remember speaking to you about it and writing about it on the blog, was the team camaraderie, whether this change of captaincy is going to be a problem, whether it's going to be too much of a distraction. Do you think that is the biggest issue right now with Mumbai? Do you think they've made a mistake with their captaincy?
Look, I think purely, I wouldn't say it's a big mistake with the captaincy as such, but I'll say this, it's the way they handled it. They handled the whole saga. That was the big mistake. And that really played a part in what's happening in the season. Other fans may have other thoughts, but Hardik Pandya is no mark as a cricketer. We all know that. We've seen him over the years for the last 8 years. Ever since he made his debut for India in 2016, you know, he's a Mumbai Indians find back in 2014, especially in T20 cricket. He was playing state cricket before that, but he's in a way Mumbai Indians find, and it wasn't a great opportunity for him to come back to his home team, you know, go to Mumbai as a captain, lead them into like this new era of sorts, but it has gone downhill. It has gone massively downhill. And I will put it in to some extent with the way they handled it, like I said, but also their key performers not performing, obviously. Surya Kumar Yadav hasn't been in the best of the forms. His form has gone up and down. He's had a couple of good scores, but again, last night as well, I think Bumrah not coming to the party with the ball. Yes, he's a freak. I absolutely love him to death, but he's not going to give you the same performance every single time. There's going to be one
They
time
rely on him
out
too
of
much.
10. Yeah, there's going to be one time out of 10 where he just is not into it, and he just has a day off, and that's when the others have to step up. And this message is for India, Indian team as well. So, you know, it hasn't worked out. Too reliant on Bumrah. Captaincy not working out. He just hasn't found his feet as a captain. I do believe that he's, if you look at it wholly and solely from the point of view of captaincy as a player and knowledge and everything, he's a good choice. But when it comes to actually executing and implementing on the field, I don't think he's quite there yet.
You think he's affected by all the noise? I think, it's got to affect you somehow
So
when you're getting booed all over
absolutely,
the place.
absolutely. It certainly has to.
Even
He's a
at the Wankhede.
exactly, and you would think coming to Wankhede, people would support him. He would have thought, you know, let's just put it aside, let's get the support from the crowd, and it hasn't been that way for, unfortunately, for Mumbai Indians, for Hardik Pandya. So it's really interesting to see. It'll be really interesting to see what the plan is after the season's done, how they regroup, how the management, you know, has the discussions behind closed doors, and what happens next season.
Some interesting decisions he's making on the field, right? That we didn't really see at Gujarat. He was quite sound in his tactics there. There was no, for me anyway, no ever a question of his captaincy there. Now it's fans coming out and saying it's Ashish Nehra on the sideline doing
I
all the
think
work, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I thought he was very, very strong there. And I thought his performances as a bowler and as a captain, I thought the key was there. He knew when to bowl himself. I think he's bowling himself at the wrong times for Mumbai. And that's one criticism
I
I've
just don't
got.
think he's confident in his bowling yet. I think he there's
Both
some,
batting and bowling.
yeah, but
His
I think
batting's been
obviously
off too.
one affects the other, and when there has to be
Yeah,
something
both.
behind closed doors that's happening that we don't know. There has to be something bigger at play here, because he's not that bad of a cricketer, the way he's gone.
No, he's not.
He's a
I rate
brilliant
him.
cricketer. He has a good brain on his shoulders, and we have seen him perform in the past. We have seen him perform in clutch stages of competitions, of matches. So we know what he can do. And him not getting we not us getting not getting to see that this season has certainly been playing on the minds of the fans as well. And like you said, it has to play on his mind as well. One thing I'd like to say though is, before we move on to the next topic, is I think when he went to Gujarat Titans, it was a clean slate. I'm not giving excuses of any sorts, but it was kind of like, he is a new team. Do what you can with it. Let's just
Yeah,
go out there and make the best of what
that's a
we
good
can.
point.
And Hardik Pandya, just, you know, that plays on the minds of the players as well, that let's say, you know, we are here to, yes, win. First point is we have to win as elite athletes, but second is, yes, we are a new team. No one expects, you know, no one knows what to expect really, and
Yeah,
that
true.
gives you the freedom to just go out there and express yourself. Whereas when it comes to Mumbai, they have a set brand, they have a legacy, they have a long history, you know, they have trophies, they have everything in their cabinet. Great
Yeah, true.
management, good, great coaches, great mentors, great players have played there. You know, Jayasurya, Ponting, Malinga, Tendulkar, and Sharma himself, and who, you know, all great players. So that plays
Pollard and
on,
these guys,
exactly, Bravo, Pollard, that plays a lot on someone like Pandya's mind as well.
That's a good point. That there's a lot of pressure on that, and yeah, you're right. It's the very, very expectant, high expectations of Mumbai Indians as
Yes.
always. And the last few years have been well under par. Just quickly before we move on to the next point, I mean, there's been suggestions change the captain mid-season. You in favor of that? Would you
No,
do it? Or is
not
it time
not
to just think about long term?
I think just think about long term, to be honest. I really think this season's done. You're not
You
going
think
to get
so? You given up on it?
personally, yes. It doesn't sound very, obviously it doesn't sound very
Look,
positive,
there's still
but
6 games to go. Still 6 games to go. They're not
look,
playing well
I
enough,
think
but
we might get a couple of wins here or there, but I don't think we are anywhere going to get where we want it to be. Even if we may, let's say, best case scenario, we, somehow crawl through the playoffs. I don't think we deserve it, to be honest. I don't think we're going to make anywhere beyond that. There are much more deserving teams who have played really great cricket, but again, as history tells us, cricket's a funny game. So I don't, I wouldn't say it's done. It is. I feel personally it's done for, but it's going to be really, really, really hard to get near the playoffs from here, especially after yesterday's performance. That was really the punch in the guts that Mumbai needed. Not needed,
Yeah,
but
that was poor.
yeah.
Yeah, that was poor. Like that was twice to the Rajasthan Royals this season. Very, very, very hefty defeats to them. And speaking of the Royals now, typically we say oh, 7 wins, maybe 8 wins. 8 wins gets you into the playoffs, right? They've got 7 wins already out of their first 8 games. They're flying, and I think the scary thing now for teams is that Yashasvi Jaiswal has found some form. He was helped by some
That's
terrible
also
fielding, I
a
must
scary
admit.
thing for the Indian selectors.
Yeah, it's a scary thing for their selectors. I mean, this kid, slow first half of the season, but never a doubt of his spot in the team, and he's shown why in that game. And I tweeted this morning that he could easily make a very big run to that orange cap now that he's got those runs on the board, and he's the kind of player that once he's got the runs on the board, he just churns about one other after the other. So he's in form. Butler's got 200s in his last 4 games. I think Sanju Samson's captaincy has been, for the most part this season, 90, 95% of it, apart from their loss, the one loss that they had. He's been terrific the way he's marshaled his bowlers, the way he's getting the best out of his bowlers. Sandeep Sharma being really a one big beneficiary of it. Talk about underrated. He's definitely an underrated player for me. His record in the IPL is quite significant. He comes most years and performs quite well. What do
Yeah,
you reckon?
absolutely. Absolutely. And last night scored a brilliant 100, got into form. Lovely to see as an Indian fan as well. But obviously, it happened against Mumbai Indians. But yeah, like you said, he has a really good chance to go for that orange cap now. And
Yeah,
in
I think so.
striking form at the right time, this last sort of last few meters into the race of for the playoffs. And what if he can consistently keep performing in these remaining 6 games, going into the playoffs, it's going to be a massive, massive task for anyone who comes against Rajasthan. You got Yashasvi Jaiswal and Butler at the top. And it's going to be really interesting to see how other teams go about it, because you get them out, you got Sanju Samson. You get them out, you got Ramon Powell. You get them out, you got Riyan Parag, who has been in good form as well. He's,
There's
strung
Hetmeyer
along
there as well.
bows. Yeah, you got Hetmeyer as well.
Jurel.
And
Yeah,
Ashwin
it's a
and the
quality
bowling
team.
attack has been really quality as well. So it's all in all a good team, a good balanced team, and that's the team to beat. Obviously, that has been the team to
Yeah,
beat. So,
they are the beat. Yep, absolutely. And I think what they've done well and what some other teams can learn from is they really identified their gaps last season. They knew exactly where they were going wrong, and that was the number four position was one of them.
And
They
that's what
definitely
happens
rectified
when you
that.
have a sound team management. I think
Yeah. There's some other
you
teams that
could
could
see
really
last
learn from
night
that.
when Mumbai Indians and Rajasthan came against each other, you could see the two different team managements clashing.
Big clash.
Yep.
There's always going to be one winner, wasn't there? But yeah, I think, yeah, they fixed some key areas with the, and they've got a well-rounded bowling attack. Trent Bolt's bowling really well, and of course Chahal there and Sandeep Sharma's been fantastic for them this season. They're just really well oiled as a unit. I think they're using the impact player rule very well as well. So they're going to be hard to beat. Long way to go yet. They've got to make sure that they've got that form at the back end of the season as well when playoffs come around. But mate, it's all looking very, very rosy for them, no doubt about it. Another team that it's looking very rosy for is Sunrisers Hyderabad. These scores that they're popping out. I don't know what they're eating over there. I don't know what Pat Cummins is saying. I don't know what Travis Head is doing. But I was, what was I was putting the kids to sleep Saturday night. I think that was their game Saturday night against Delhi Capitals. And then I go to check the score soon before bed. But I want to look watch a bit of the IPL. Check the scores: 5.3 overs, 115 on the board.
Look,
Never
I think.
seen anything like it. I just had to sort of rub the eyes at 12:30 at night just to make sure I wasn't seeing things. Quite incredible.
Law of averages has to play at some stage. I think it has to come into play.
260,
We
280.
are. Look, I think we are not too far from the day when SRH gets pulled under 100. I think I'll say
Well,
this.
what's the key to that? What's the key to that from a bowling perspective? How do you stop them? So, because I know that going that hard
Look, you just bowl
you
at the
can have
stumps
an
and
off
expect the
day.
best. You just bowl at the stumps and expect the best. That's it. I think there's nothing
The
you can do.
stumps, the length balls are absolutely traveling. I think first and foremost, teams have got to stop fielding first against them. You've got to bat first. Try and get a score on the board and put some pressure on them. Because if you're just giving them the license to bat first on flat pitches, small grounds like RCB and Delhi did, recipe for disaster. No doubt about it. But yeah, I think you've got to just look at maybe, have specific plans for those certain players. And that's not easy. They're all very good. Travis Head's in amazing form. And incredible, but maybe tuck him up a little bit more. Don't give him as much width. Try a few more Yorkers if you can. Don't underestimate the Yorker. Yeah, I think teams would be really focused on SRH, but man, like I looked at their batting lineup last year. I remember it was such a bad prediction, but I thought they might win the title because of the batting power that they had with Klassen, Abhishek Sharma, Markram, and these guys. They've added Travis Head to that. He's made a big difference, but just as a unit, they're doing so well.
Look, I think
And
it
one question I
is
wanted to ask you.
sorry, before you ask that,
Go ahead.
one big massive thing that SRH has on their half is that mentality from an Australian point of view.
That's what I was going to
Like
ask you.
coming, like having lived in Australia, played cricket in Australia, there is just that difference. I know now, know as a kid why I hated Ricky Ponting all those years. There's just that 1% difference, and you can deny it all you want, but it's there. I've seen that.
You know what it
I've
is? You
yeah,
know what
go
it is?
for
The she'll be right. It's the she'll be right, mate attitude. Just go out
it.
there, hit the ball, bowl the ball. You'll be right, mate.
Exactly. And but even with that, it's wanting to win at every stage and wanting to win at any stage.
And having a really clear
Well,
mindset,
funnily
first and
enough, when Ricky
foremost, up here.
Ponting was there, it was wanting to win anyhow as well. So, but well, not only Ricky Ponting after that as well. But it's look, but having Pat Cummins and Travis Head bring in that fresh sort of Australian point of view, that winning. They've just come from a World Cup win, that winning mentality back into the team after what happened. That's not to say they were not winning last year. They were doing brilliantly last year as well. But that's why I sort of hate a bit on SRH as well, because what they did with David Warner, what they did with the Aidan Markram, I think the somehow the team still puts in the performance on the field. So yeah.
Well, that's a credit to Cummins. I think his bowling has been brilliant this year. Absolutely brilliant. Look at these big, high-scoring games. He's bowling three over bursts that cost about 15 to 20 runs, 25 runs. Like he's turning the game with the ball, and his captaincy, I think, is spot on as well. That was the big question I had about SRH is that you've thrown Pat Cummins into the captaincy because he's won a World Cup last year for Australia. He doesn't really have the leadership experience in the shortest form of the game.
Well, he
So
doesn't
that
even
for
lead
him to be doing
Australia,
the
so he doesn't even lead his
No, he
country.
doesn't. Not in T20. So for him to do this well in the first half of the season is a real credit to him. He's come leaps and bounds as a leader. And I think he really instills that fearlessness in his team. He really just backs his team to go out there. And we see that with Australia. Go out there and just express yourself. Don't be afraid to be who you are. I think that's the big thing
Look,
with Pat Cummins. And really
and
have that balance as well between personal life and cricket. He's really big on that as well. I think that makes a difference too.
And I'm not discrediting other members of the team at all. Like, Bhuvneshwar Kumar, one of my favorite cricketers, he having him there certainly eases the pressure of someone like Pat Cummins, long-term member of SRH. Kumar knows what goes on behind the scenes, how the field plays, how the pitch plays. Natarajan as well has been really
He's
good
been
this season.
excellent.
Having a youngster like Washington Sundar, that no fear attitude. It's been all in all a good unit so far.
Samad and
And obviously you
Abhishek
got Klaassen and Abhishek Sharma and Markram. I think I don't know. Yeah, I think they could go all the way as well. Yeah, I could see SRH and RR final, but yeah,
could be.
let's see what happens.
Could very well be. Could very well be. I mean, KKR thereabouts as well. And you can never know with CSK. If they can get their away form right, that's going to be a big thing for them. They've won, I think, 3 games out of 3 at home, but 1 out of 4 away. There's still half a season to go. A lot can happen. I've seen in the IPL, even in recent seasons, a team can be flying and then fall off the rails, and the other way
Absolutely.
around as well. A team in nowhere. Like I think a couple of years ago, KKR were second from bottom in 2021 at the halfway point, and then they came and made the final. Right. So in the UAE. So things can change. I just don't see Punjab and RCB doing that this season. I think Punjab have been really good in terms of their fight. They could turn some of those close defeats into losses and they're well placed, but it's just the same old story with them. They're just too inconsistent. Just same old for me.
I think the lesser words spoken about those two teams, the better. I think let's not.
Look, I think Punjab
It's a
have not been
waste.
a
It's a waste
disgrace.
of words, I would say that.
No, I wouldn't say that about the Kings. I think that's a bit harsh about the Kings. RCB is a different story, but about the Kings, I think that they've competed in just about every game, and Shashank Singh and Ashutosh Sharma have been real revelations, and they've fought hard and they've been in all their games pretty much. But I don't know what it is. They just can't get over the line. I don't know what it is with that
Do
franchise.
you know what a fun stat? I don't know if it's a fun
What
stat
is
or
it?
not. Certainly not
Depends
for
who's listening to
which team has scored the most runs in this season's IPL so far?
Which team has scored the most
Most
runs?
runs, like just all over, like throughout the season, which team has most scored the most runs? And it's RCB. So
Is it RCB?
it's RCB.
I would have guessed
But
Sunrisers.
again, the flip side, they have given the most runs as well. So,
That is classic RCB, isn't it?
yes, they have faced, they have scored the most runs. They've given the most runs as well. So that's why they're sitting at the bottom table, bottom of the table.
That was the worry, wasn't it? Like you look at their batting. Okay, look, there's runs in there, of course, but where's the bowling? Where's the depth? What's your strategy? For me, it's the lack of class spin options, and that's no disrespect to like Khan Sharma and these guys, but I don't think he's your lead spinner if you want to try win a title. So they've had Hasaranga there and they've had Chahal there. And I don't know, some of the decisions they've made. When they were in the UAE, they sort of turned a corner in the sense that they became a playoffs team. They made the playoffs a couple of seasons in a row. They had a really good bowling attack with Hazelwood there and Hasaranga and these guys. They looked a pretty decent unit, but I don't know what they've done. They've just ripped it apart for no reason. They've got to get it back.
Let's
They've got to
just
get it
have
back, man,
they just said
because
let's let the management just said, let's see how crazy thing we can do.
It's just for me, the season ended for me at the auction table for RCB, and because the bowling attack's too thin, right?
It was
Of
like,
course you can.
sorry, you go.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, of course you're going to concede big totals from time to time in the tournament, particularly at the Chinnaswamy. It's going to happen, but there's just no element of threat or control or anything like that. Once the wheels start to fall, they fall right off. It's just, yeah.
It was
They really
like
need to
when
rethink
the
their
team
strategy.
management was sort of scouting players and selecting players. For the auction, they were like, okay, Virat Kohli, Faf du Plessis, okay, Jesus, take the wheel. After that, let's just see what happens.
Oh my gosh.
And when
No.
it came to
No,
bowling, it was like, Okay, I don't know. Someone with both.
You'd think after all these years, they'd place a little bit more emphasis on that. And look, if they release Cameron Green after this season, it'd be the most RCB thing ever to waste the season because they put 17.5 crores of their salary cap into one player, and that affected the whole trade strategy from
I
there
wasn't
on.
even thinking of that until you put it in my head. If they release Cameron Green after this season, it has to be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I'm telling you. And then the
That
whole thing was
team should be sold immediately. If they sell Cameron Green after buying him for that buttload of money, that team shouldn't be allowed to legally run. I think it has to be a money laundering scam. It has to be. How do you otherwise explain that?
got absolutely in on RCB today.
I
But I
mean,
agree with you on that. I agree. The thing is that the reasons why, some fans were in support of that trade was because he's a long-term option. Sort of say Faf du Plessis is if this is his last season, Cameron Green could then go to opener in the future, etc. But I don't know what they're going to do. And that's the thing. They've got to get some clarity in their thinking and plan accordingly for next season. Because I think they've been, I mean, Delhi have had some good moments. They've been disappointing, but they've had some good moments. Punjab is second from bottom, but I think they don't deserve to be there. I think they've been so close in a number of their games, last over finishes. It's been RCB that's been the big disappointment. Yeah, just a complete total lack of clarity on the team, no team balance, and no strategy on the makeup of their bowling attack as well. It's a real problem.
I find it funny because this is exactly the point in time in every season in each year,
Calculators come out.
April, month of April, when as an RCB fan, things start going downhill. And for you
Poor RCB fans. We don't.
as an Arsenal fan, things start going downhill as well. April
It's
is the
true.
month.
April.
So
It
April
is
is
the
the
month.
month when things just go, ooh, just fall off the cliff.
It's true. You're very, very right on that. No,
I can't
that
even
hits
imagine if
home.
someone's an RCB and an Arsenal fan. So, yeah.
Have mercy on them. So look, RCB fans, we don't hate you. We actually want to see RCB do well. I personally want to see RCB do well because they've got such a passionate fan base, but your team management is not doing the job, so you've got to get it right. Just quickly before we wrap up today, there's CSK and LSG tonight. At the point of recording, what do you reckon in that one, Nash? Just a quick prediction because they're two teams that are really, really pushing for a playoff spot.
Look, I think CSK has come off a loss. LSG, won the last game. I think they would like to take that momentum into going into the next game. So it's going to be interesting. But
Tough one, isn't it?
my pick is going to be CSK. I'll go for CSK.
It's just they're at home.
Just for
Yeah,
vibes.
that's why
Just for
they're at
vibes
home.
as well.
Your vibes. Yeah. It's a good game, isn't it? Because if LSG win that game, they'll overtake them. Very quick word, KL Rahul. I think his strike rate has been pretty good this season, playing with a lot more freedom in
He's
the
been
last few
listening. He's
games.
been reading.
He's been listening. He's been listening. He doesn't want to appear on the Tuck Tuck Academy Twitter page anymore. So, yeah, maybe he's seen that. Anyway, Nash, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thanks to all the listeners. You're listening on Spotify, Apple, wherever. You're also on YouTube, so we put the full episodes up on YouTube as well as a whole
Yes.
bunch of shorts
Yep. And
from
reels on
the
Instagram.
episodes and reels on Instagram as well. So you can follow us on Instagram at @CricBlogPod. We're also on Twitter as well, same handle, and CricBlog TV on YouTube. So check us out. Follow us. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.